here. We have copies of the books that we have been selling. The microphone on? Doesn't sound like it. Is it on? There it is. Okay. The books are those daily devotional books that were put out by some of the faculty members at Fried Hartman University. And if you would like to get one, we have another box of them. And they are here. They are $5 a piece. We'll go on an honor system and just leave your money in the box. And I would like for you to take your Bibles. And we're going to be looking at some verses together this morning. We're going to have most of them up on the screen. There'll be a few of them that I want you to turn with me to read. But we're going to be looking at one another passages together today. A new command from the book of John, chapter 13, 34 through 35, which is the heart of the verse that was just read for us. A new command I give to you. Love one another. That's not the complete part of the new command. The next part of the verse says, as I have loved you. In that same way, so you must love one another. The apostles didn't choose one another. The apostles were not part of a committee to decide who was going to be included in the group of apostles and who wasn't going to be. It would not have been the same makeup if that had been the case. Jesus took those whom God chose to be his apostles. That would mean that you would have two individuals who would have already been close friends, Peter and John, and you would have had an individual that didn't know any of them, probably, and would not have been considered a good friend by any of them that were faithful Jews. That would have been Matthew, the tax collector. And then in addition to those, you would have a man who was a zealot, who would think that anything associated with Rome would cause you to become a traitor to the nation of Israel. And he would do everything that he could politically to get rid of those that had any association with Rome at all. And here he was in the same group of apostles with the tax collector. And Jesus gives them a new commandment that I want you to love one another, not based on how you were brought up, not based on your personal preferences, but I want you to love one another just like I have loved you. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love with one another. This is how we know, and how all those around us will know, by the love that we have for one another. Okay, how do we do that? How do we love other people the way Jesus loved them? How do we love everybody in a part of River Chase the way Jesus loved them? Well, Paul writes and says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ. So here we come to the heart of Christianity. The heart of Christianity is to be in the image of Jesus Christ, to be like him, to have his mind, to be developing his mind. And let his mindset be our mindset. So this is how we love one another, in the same way Jesus did, that we develop the mindset of Jesus Christ. And Paul, or rather John, puts it a different way. And he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If I'm walking in the light, and you're walking in the light, and walking in the light means walking like Christ, walking in the light means walking with the mindset of Christ. And if I'm doing that and you're doing that, we have fellowship with one another. We have fellowship with God. We have fellowship with Christ. And the blood of Jesus Christ continually purifies us from all of our sins. One another. These are the places, are the words, that are used in the Bible to describe our relationships with one another. These are the words that are used to express what it means to have the mindset of Christ toward one another. Every single one of these words and every single one of these phrases is followed by the two words, one another. They begin early in the book of Romans. Actually, they begin in the book of John. And they go all the way through the book of 1 John. A lot of times they are repetitive. The last one that's listed here comes out of 2 Peter. I didn't list any that came out of 1st, 2nd, 3rd John because the five that are found there all say love one another. The same as is said in the book of John chapter 13. So I want you to go over this list with me, and we're going to start at the top and go across, then come down to the next line and go across. And I want you to go with me and let's look at every single one of them very briefly and look at what God is telling us about what we are to be toward one another to have the mindset of Christ. Love one another as I have loved you. The second one is to be devoted to one another. Give honor to one another. We respect one another. We are devoted to one another, and we show honor to one another. We are to be in harmony with one another. We are to have the same mind as one another. How do we do that? How do you and I be in harmony with each other? How do you and I have the same mind as one another? Well, God's already told us. It's for both of us to be striving to have the mind of Christ. And if both of us are striving to have the mind of Christ, then we will be in harmony with one another, and we will have the same mind toward one another. We're to stop passing judgment on one another. Can you imagine Peter and John having a falling out because John didn't like it that Peter denied Christ? And then Peter would turn around and tell John, well, I don't like you because you wanted to call down thunder on some folks and get angry with them because of each other's sin. Every single one of the apostles had sin. Every single one of us had sin. And sometimes we have a very bad and wrong tendency to condemn somebody else for what they are doing wrong and not look at ourselves in connection with the things that we are doing that condemn us. And so for that reason, we're to stop passing judgment and condemning one another. We are to be loving one another as Christ loved. If Christ could forgive them, then I most certainly should forgive them. If Christ wants them, then I must most certainly want them. And so we're to stop passing judgment on one another. We are to accept one another. We are to instruct and admonish one another. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote this particular one, said, I know that you are capable of admonishing and instructing one another. You are qualified to instruct. How are we qualified? Because we're striving to have the mind of Christ. And the instruction that we give is not our personal opinion. The instruction that we're to strive to give is that which comes from Christ, which comes from God's word, which is God's will. We are to greet one another. Say hello to one another. Don't get mad somebody doesn't greet you. You greet them. Greet one another. Speak to one another. We are to agree with one another. No divisions. No divisions, even if we don't see things alike. We recognize we're striving to develop the mind of Christ. And in the mind of Christ, is this difference between us important? Is this difference between us really something that should divide? It wasn't that way with the apostles. They were different politically. They were different in occupation. They were even different to some degree in nationality and background. They were all Jews, but they came from different parts, influenced by different cultures. And all of that brought them together to the point that they were to agree with each other, having the mind of Christ and having no divisions. They were to encourage one another, to build each other up, which means to help each other to become more and more like Christ would have us to be. They were to serve one another, not pick and choose, but serve one another. I don't see how you can go through these one another passages and not see the absolute necessity of being a part of the body. The absolute necessity of being a part of the body of Christ, with the instruction that God gives to us in the way we are all to relate to one another. We are to bear with, tolerate, forbear with one another. We are to be kind and compassionate toward one another. We're to speak to one another. We're to submit to one another out of love for Christ. Consider others better than yourself, is another way Paul puts it. We are to bear with, put up with one another, and forgive one another. We are to teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. Not our personal wisdom, the wisdom that comes from God. The wisdom that comes from walking in the likeness of the mind of Christ. We are to encourage and build up, moving people toward Christ. We are to spur. If you ever ridden a horse, you know what it means to spur. It's another way of saying giddy up. But you spur toward love and good deeds. Spur one another. Encourage one another. Spur each other on toward love and good deeds. Do not slander one another. Don't speak bad against one another. Don't try to destroy the reputation of one another. Don't grumble against one another. Maybe we ought to repeat that one. Don't grumble against one another. That includes the theys. You know, what in the world were they thinking? What in the world were they deciding when they decided to paint this building like they did, to build this building like they built it, to have these classes like they have it? What in the world were they doing? So don't grumble against the theys, because the theys is your one another's. Offer hospitality to one another and have humility toward one another. These are our responsibilities toward each other, toward one another, to everybody who's a part of the body of Christ, and then from there to everybody that's in the world, because Christ died for the entire world. And this is to be our mindset, to have the mindset of Jesus Christ. Why are we doing all this? The book of Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17. The Bible will say, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. It's why we don't do this service toward God by ourselves. We serve our God in this world that He has made, and in this world that He died for, and in this body of people that belong to Him that we are a part of. Every single one of us needs somebody. Every single one of us needs someone. And you have more available to you than you're aware of. Let me talk to us for a second. And let me say some things that I think are important. I want all of us to be a part of the body and to be involved. Some of us are more than others. Some are doing everything they can not to be involved. And that's not going to help you to grow in the way that Christ would have you to grow. If you try to get out of the building before you can speak to anybody, you need to think about that and try to change what you're doing. To get involved, if you come and leave quickly, you're not going to know people. And you likely will leave complaining that I just don't know anybody there. Well, let me tell you how you can go about getting to know them. Sit next to somebody. If they don't want to talk to you, sit next to somebody else some other time. Because that means the guy that you sat next to the first time is having the same problems you've been having. And he needs to work on himself, or she needs to work on herself, just like you do. And so you need to sit somewhere else. And sit somewhere else, and you're going to find somebody. I guarantee you, we got folks here that are delighted to meet you and to know you and are wanting to meet you and know you. Go to Bible class. Because in that Bible class, you're going to have opportunity to meet folks of your own, I say your own age, but that's a joke, because the classes are now divided according to wherever you prefer to go. And so you just go, and if you don't prefer to be in that one, we got plenty more. Just circle around. But remember that you need to have good attitude toward the ones you don't want to be with. because they're your one another's. And you're to have this mindset toward them as well. But if you go into a class and nobody that you're sitting around greets you, or nobody in that class greets you, don't give up on the class, because the good ones that are looking out for one another just aren't there that Sunday. And you come back the next Sunday and maybe they will be there. And maybe then you can help the ones that are just sitting there and not saying anything to anybody, to help them to develop this attitude of one another things. But that's not really the heart of what I wanted to say. That was just, we need to get better. All of us do. As good as we are, there's room for improvement. And we can all point fingers if we need to. But we're not going to do that because we're one another. So, but let's all work at getting better. But here's the primary reason. We're starting a new ministry that's kicking off today. There have been announcements about it around. Scott's going to say a little bit more about it in his announcement, so I'm not going to go where he's going to go. And there's going to be information in your mailbox. And let me tell you what it is. We've done this kind of behind the scenes and quietly for a long time. We have individuals in this congregation have been through just about everything you can imagine. Every kind of thing that you could go through in this world, we have people here in this congregation who have gone through it. And those individuals have been coming to some of us, I know they've been coming to me and saying, I went through this. And I know what it means. And I know there's other people out there that need the help that I've gotten. And I want to know what I can do to help them and to share with them. So they become part of a resource. Whenever individuals have any kind of a problem or things that are bothering them or troubling them and they just want to talk to somebody, we know who these people are. Well, a group have decided to organize with this same idea in mind, and it's called Lifeline Ministry. And the way it's going to work is this. You may have something going on in your life that you don't really want to talk to your friends about. Something going on in your life you don't really want to talk to your family about. Something going on that you would like some help and some insight about, and you don't know where to go, and you want to keep it private. Then you're going to have two phone numbers to call. You don't have to identify yourself. All you can say is, I'm having some issues with this, and I'd just like to talk to somebody. And they're going to put you in touch with somebody who's gone through what you're going through, to enable you to be able to have some help and encouragement and strengthening for whatever it is that might be going on. That information is going to be in your mailbox. You can go by and get it. And it's going to be another way we can grow in what God has commanded us to do. And that's to love one another. And with all the aspects of what it means to love one another. So look at those things. If you're one that can help and encourage, let these people know. And if you're one that needs help, let us know. And we'll be happy to do whatever we can in order to help and strengthen all of us to be able to become more and more like Christ would have us to be. We are His body. He is our head. That means we follow the dictates of the mind of our head in order to be His body. And all of us individually are part of His body. Are you in Christ? Are you a part of that body? Have you been baptized into Him? Do you need to come home to Christ? We want to offer you His invitation. And we do that as together we stand and sing.